back. This is Carrie Gobacutica Health with your host, Tamar. Today we're looking at the topic, Understanding Cholera Vaccine, Essential Information for Preventing a Deadly Disease, Understanding Cholera Vaccine. Now, by introduction, cholera is an acute diarrheal infection caused by the ingestion of food or water contaminated with Vibrio cholerae. Now, it is characterized by sudden onset of profuse watery diarrhea, which can lead to severe dehydration and even death if left untreated. The disease is most common in areas with inadequate water treatment, poor sanitation, and insufficient hygiene practices. Let's look at the importance of cholera vaccine. So the cholera vaccine is crucial for preventing the disease, especially in high-risk areas. Vaccination helps in controlling outbreaks and reducing the overall incidence of cholera. The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends the use of cholera vaccines in combination with other preventive measures, such as improved sanitation and access to clean water. Now let's proceed and look at the types of cholera vaccines. So there are three main types of oral cholera vaccines, OCVs, available. Number one is Dukoral. So this vaccine is suitable for travelers and individuals living in endemic areas. It requires two doses taken 1 to 6 weeks apart and provides protection for about 2 years. Number two, Shankol and Uvicol Plus. These vaccines are primarily used in mass vaccination campaigns. They also require two doses taken 2 weeks apart and provide protection for up to 3 years. The question then, who should get vaccinated? So cholera vaccination is recommended for, number one, individuals living in or traveling to areas with active cholera transmission. Number two, healthcare workers and emergency responders working in cholera-affected areas. Number three, populations during cholera outbreaks to prevent the spread of the disease. And now let's look at effectiveness and safety. So cholera vaccines are effective in reducing the risk of severe illness. They provide about 85% protection in the first 6 months and about 50 to 60% protection for up to 2 years. The vaccines are generally safe with mild side effects such as nausea, vomiting, and mild diarrhea in some individuals. And now let's look at how to get the cholera vaccine. So cholera vaccines are available through various health organizations and clinics. It is essential to get vaccinated at least 1 to 2 weeks before traveling to a high-risk area to ensure adequate protection. Consult with a healthcare provider for specific recommendations based on individual health needs and travel plans. And let's look at additional preventive measures. So while the cholera vaccine is an effective tool in preventing the disease, it should be complemented with other preventive measures, including drinking only safe, treated, or bottled water, practicing good hand hygiene by washing hands with soap and water regularly, consuming well-cooked food, and avoiding raw or undercooked seafood, using proper sanitation facilities, and avoiding open defecation. In conclusion, cholera remains a serious health threat, especially in regions with poor sanitation and limited access to clean water. The cholera vaccine is a vital preventive measure that can save lives and curb the spread of the disease. Now, by getting vaccinated and adhering to recommended hygienic practices, individuals can significantly reduce their risk of contracting cholera. Stay informed, stay protected, and help prevent the spread of cholera in vulnerable communities. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Amar. I'll see you next time.